Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the Kia Niro plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 was your hand, Joe at RT.ie. If you picked up your newspaper Sunday, any Sunday newspaper yesterday, ads everywhere and brochures and the pullouts for flowers from every supermarket that we know of, Supervalue, Lidl, Aldi, Tesco, Dunnes, and they're giving away the flowers, it looks like. There's 100 roses in one place. I won't give them all the free ads, but 100 roses for something like 40 quid. Coralie Sheehan has contacted us. Coralie runs Wild at Heart Florist in Dungarvan, County Waterford. Coralie, good afternoon.
Hello, it's Coralie.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good, Coralie. Coralie, tell us, why did you contact us? What's the problem with supermarkets giving away flowers?
Well, I just think it's out of order that through the COVID, you know, we were closed. The three florists that are in Dungarvan, one of them is my cousin, the other one is Jane Casey. You know, we were all told that, you know, it's only essentials, you can't open. And then we were told we can open, but we're not allowed to do click and collect. You know, so people can't come to the shop and collect their bouquets outside.
Okay.
Yet the supermarkets, you're allowed to go into the supermarkets and pick up a bunch of flowers. And, you know, all the supermarkets, Aldi and Lidl, reported kind of 200 to 300 percent rise in their flower sales, you know. And yet we're allowed to deliver, but only 5 pay. And how are we supposed to do that when, you know, people don't understand when they're ringing up and asking for an order. They say, oh, well, you took it at Christmas. Why can't you take it now? Hmm. You know? And then you can go into a supermarket and just pick a bunch up.
I think it's unfair.
I just think that there should be a niche for everybody, not the big supermarkets to just take over everything.
And Coralie, have you seen the ads and the brochures and for the flowers? 100 red roses, $34.99. Could you do that?
No, not at all. Not at all. See, what they do is, with the big supermarkets, is they're allowed to buy in big bulk and they're allowed to return them if they don't sell them.
Are they?
Whereas we're not allowed to do that. So at the end of the day, if we don't use our flowers up at the end of the week, they're non-perishable. You know, you can't use them, kind of thing. Whereas the supermarkets can buy them very cheap like that, and they buy flowers that are cheaper versions of what we do, and they give us florists a bad name because, you know, that people come into me and they say, oh, well, is that all we've got in Lidl? You can get this for this amount, you know, and they don't understand that they're different flowers. They're not the same flowers that they're,
15.
They're buying.
How much could I get, much would I pay for 15 red tulips in a florist, in a reputable florist like yourself, Coralie?
I'd say about 25, something like that.
Well, one of the major supermarkets. 15 red tulips now, €5.
I know. It's just, I mean, we don't eat, you know, it just really cripples us. It really cripples us, you know. And the fact that through the COVID, the supermarkets were allowed to sell them, they're not allowed to sell flowers. I can't understand how it can be classed as essential when people are just doing their shopping. You know, and I'm sure there should be a niche for everybody to you know.
Okay.
I just don't understand it.
Stay with us, Coralie. Joe with RT.ie. Darren Morn Shields. Darren, good afternoon. I know you run Jackie's Florist in Ballyfermot and Talla.
Yes, Joe, how are you?
Good. What, have you seen these ads?
Yeah, I've seen all the ads. Yeah, they don't really bother me, Joe, being honest with you.
Okay, why?
And that's being perfectly honest, because, you know, if you want to go to a florist and you want something, like, for example, Joe, we charge €70 for a dozen roses, okay?
Okay.
I can stand over our product that we put out there. Our florists, they could be there 3 or 4 in the morning making these bouquets, okay? So The bouquets that we put out a superior rose, a 70-centimetre red Naomi rose, okay? If you're going to the likes of Tesco's, Dunnes and that, the stuff they're selling is, it's imported, say, from Kenya, South America, sprayed with pesticides to beat the band, the product that your local florist will sell and deliver will be of a far superior quality. And nine times out of ten, if anyone... Joe, this is the gospel truth, OK?
Mm-hmm.
This morning in our shop, our curtains are closed. We're working behind closed doors. We're doing deliveries and certain collections for funerals and that. But a man arrived at our shop this morning, and may God strike me down, this is the truth. He had four bunches of roses in his hand that he just bought up in Tesco's, and he came into our girl, Kelly, and he asked Kelly, would she mind making them into a bouquet for him? So Kelly just laughed. Obviously, it's like getting a patty and bringing it up to McDonald's and asking them to cook it. They don't bother me at all, Joe.
Darren, if you can, you're saying a dozen red roses in Jackie's will cost me 70 quid.
Yep.
And I can get 100 red roses. That's a dozen red roses, 12 fives of 60, 12 six of 70. That's what, nearly €6 a rose.
Right.
Yeah. And so, I can go to another, I won't name them all, but I can go to one of the big supermarkets and I'll get a red rose for 3.5 cent.
Yeah. A completely different product.
No, hang on. How is it a completely different product? A red rose, I'm not being naive here, Darren, but a red rose looks like a red rose.
Can I just say something?
No, hang on. I'll come back to you in a sec, Coralie.
Okay.
So, Joe, a 70 centimetre red Naomi rose, okay? Mm. Compare that to a 30 centimetre or a 40 centimetre Freedom rose. The growers that we buy our flowers from, and it's a case of, like, if I'm selling a dozen roses for €70, I just want you to take this into consideration, okay?
Okay. No, it's not me. I'm thinking about your man this morning who came up with the two bunches of red roses from Tesco and rocked up to your door and now you're closed, and said, "Would you, if I shove these in, would you mind putting them into a nice bouquet for me?"
Yeah. No,
that's what I'm thinking of. That's your business gone.
Yeah. I think the majority of people out there understand the difference between a fillet steak and an old rump of a steak. It's a different product and it's packaged differently.
But hang on, fillet steak is fillet steak.
And an Eric Dozen Roses is a fillet of roses. It's completely, it is, Joe. I'll tell you what I'll do for you, Joe. Yeah. We'll do a dozen roses from our shop and we'll get 100 roses.
Maybe one of the newspapers will do whatever. They have photographers that have staff that can do that. We can't do that. But Darren, you're saying you're not bothered by the fact that shops that you said you sell a rose for €6, and the shop, I know the Aldi and the various location of them around Ballier, a shop up the road is selling a red rose. Now you're saying, are you accusing them, by the way, of mis-selling?
Mis-selling?
Yes, you're saying it's not a red rose.
Oh, it's a red rose.
Okay, that's my point. So it's you're selling it for nearly 7 quid, and up the road they're selling it for 3.5 cents. There isn't even a coin that small anymore.
No.
Coralie.
Hi. What I wanted to say is, with roses, I worked in England. I worked in Harrods and John Lewis for a long time as a florist. And when you go to get your flowers, they're graded in different grades. A bit like furs. When you buy furs, they're graded in different ways. So you can have red roses that are very cheap ones, you know, which wouldn't be great quality. And then as you go up, you have different grades in flowers.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
So you'd have different grades in roses. So what that man was saying is that basically, you know, we are selling a rose that is a very good, strong rose. They will last 2 weeks. You know, when they take them home in a bouquet, that's what we're saying to you. And that the supermarkets are giving us a bad name because they are selling stuff that is cheap. And, okay, when you get the roses in Lidl or Aldi or Tesco's, wherever, they're only short, you know, but people aren't bothered about the length of the stem. They're not really bothered about that. They don't even look at that. They just see these roses and they think, oh, yeah, they're cheap. Oh, I'll have them.
But Coralie, you're saying supermarkets should be banned from selling flowers.
Yeah, through the...
And Darren, do you agree with that?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Kay's Flowers in Yohol. Kay, Courtney.
Hi, Joe, how are you?
Good.
I was very disappointed yesterday because I saw the brochure from Lidl.
You couldn't miss them. Full page ads in the Sunday Indo.
Exactly.
for Dawn's Tesco.
I'm an Interflora member, and they showed the Interflora product, and then they showed their product. Our product looked terrible. It was all lopsided. There is definitely unfair competition through the pandemic out there at the moment. I mean, we're not allowed to open our doors, yet all the supermarkets can sell everything and anything. Like, we have our two busy seasons now coming up. We've Valentine's and we've Mother's Day. Like, it has been difficult. Now, I know in comparison to other people's problems, it's only a small problem, but I think definitely there is unfair competition out there, you know. And, like, we're all struggling, like, you know, but definitely the flowers we make up here in the shop are definitely made with love and will be for the weekend, Joe.
Yeah, but yeah.
around the clock.
Yeah, but I take that point. But if I was to buy a single red rose in a florist, it would cost me up to £7. And if I buy one in one of those supermarkets, it would cost me 3.5 cents.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Like, we make
3.5 cents.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. Like, we're just being squashed out.
And
the other thing,
Kay, as you mentioned, the pandemic, when a lot of people aren't working and they're on the PUP if they're lucky enough, a lot of people aren't working and are stressed to my point is, would the fact that the place has been flooded with flowers, given that most people love flowers, and they're gorgeous to see around the house, as you know, maybe that will help people appreciate flowers more, and when the supermarkets finish the offer at the weekend, they'll go to the florist the following weekend. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I know. But this is our harvest, Joe, and you know, we love what we do, and we put an awful lot of time, handcrafted, and everything. And I know it's just very hard, and I know people are stuck for cash, but we really like, we put so much into our arranging of flowers here, you know.
The other thing as well is we know this. We will not be able to get a spokesperson from Little Aldi, Dunnes, Tesco. Not one of them would ever supply a spokesperson, a person, a real human, to talk to us, because they say business is business. We're going to brighten the nation next weekend.
It is business. Is business, but we do get a lot of support from locals here in Yale. Okay. Like, they have been very good. You know, Joe. Okay. Would you like to put in an order or anything, Joe? With me,
Patricia O'Mahony is in Bettystown. Patricia,
how you doing, Joe? How are you?
Are you a florist as well, or?
No, okay. I'm not. No, but we have Aileen in the flower yard, who's always brilliant up here in Bettystown. Yeah. I mean, it is lovely, and it's very special to get a bouquet of flowers from the florist. You know, I mean, okay, people go to Aldi and go to Lidl and go to whatever, but there is something special about going to our florist and supporting them at this particular time as well. We should be sticking to our own.
But I agree with all that. That's why when we... But the point is, why do you think people will go into a shop and buy a product that's 20, 30, 40 times the price as you can get it up the road? I've never seen such a discrepancy in any product.
But my friend told me the other day that her husband came home with two packets of tulips from the supermarket and she was going mad. So that's the other side of it.
Well, it's you when know? Your husband runs into the petrol station and picks up the second thing. No, there's nothing more special, but I have to say, I love to support my let us down.
I know that, Patricia and Kay and Darren and Coralie. Yes. But if you look at the ads yesterday, these are not wilted flowers you're looking at with a gammy stem.
Yeah, but they're short-stemmed, whereas in the local girls, I can pick the long stems. She knows the ones I like. If I go in to send flowers to somebody, she knows who and what they like. I hate getting a bunch of cups.
And Joe, just remember that when they're delivered, they're just delivered. They're planked in vases. They're not cut, and the water, they can't have a sup of water. And, you know, they're not cut.
They're not properly conditioned.
Well, so my son is abroad, and he sends me flowers for my birthday, from whatever, to Aileen, to whatever. because he thinks it's just a little bit special.
Yeah,
I mean, could you imagine ringing Algie and telling Algie, Jesus, you know.
Joe, can I make a point?
Well, Algie, by the way, they all do deliveries now.
Well,
they all
do
deliveries.
But it's lovely because he always sends the local and the local girl.
Let me bring Darren. But I just, Darren, you mentioned the example of fillet steak.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you, if fillet steak is called fillet steak, you can't sell rump steak as fillet steak, okay?
Yeah.
And if I went into one supermarket and saw a fillet steak and then went up to my butcher and saw a fillet steak, same name, I know you might argue, but it's all regulated. And the fillet steak was 70 times the price in my local butcher. You don't think people would say, hang on a minute, though you're all prepared to tolerate the fact that supermarkets, that you, some of your products are 70 times the price of what supermarkets are selling them for this weekend.
The one point I want to make is, okay, Joe, most florists out there, when they're putting up their pictures of their products, they don't Photoshop the life out of them. And I can guarantee you that the pictures that are up there with Tesco's and Dunn's and Lidl and Aldi, they have a great advertising team and they have a great marketing team and they're fantastic at Photoshop.
I just think it's not about that, it's about COVID and the fact that we're not allowed to process.
Okay, COVID is one problem. Brexit, Darren, is that a problem?
Brexit, yeah. Brexit kind of came like a truck. So we're a big Interflora member here in Dublin, and I put an order in 6 weeks ago for our sundries. Now, our sundries are our boxes, our bags, our bowls.
Exactly.
They haven't arrived.
There's
no chocolates coming in from Interflora either. So Brexit's having a big impact. You know, we got a delivery in last week from another supplier in Scotland, and there was WTO tariffs on it. So we had to pay tax on it to the courier. So yeah, but Brexit is it's just another kind of noose that we have to kind of contend with and deal with.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's really, really loads of products that we buy from the sundry place. Loads of them, they can't get them, or they're getting, you know, they're stopped at customs and then they're told that they've been sent back because they couldn't be delivered due to the ongoing Brexit thing. So loads of products that we would use to make our product, you know, make our eventual bouquet look great.
With it's just making it more expensive as well.
Yeah.
It's making everything more expensive.
We're struggling.
Yeah.
You know, we're all struggling, and really it should be about everybody has their own niche. And there should be enough to go around for everybody. Without
just to correct the figures there, Darren, in fairness to Jackie's Flowers and every other Flowers, your red roses aren't 70 times the price of the other supermarkets. They are 21 times the price.
Yeah.
I still stand that if you fillet steak in a supermarket and if you went over to your butcher's and your fillet steak was 21 times the price of a supermarket, you'd be ringing.
Can I make one point, Joe, when
I bring in Brenda Fox. I want to let as many florists in as possible. Crafty Fox Florists in North Strand in Dublin. Brenda.
Hello, Joe. How are you? Thanks for giving us a platform with this. My blood is boiling, to be honest with you. I opened up the Independent yesterday and a leaflet fell out, and they had one side, they had a vase with 12 red roses in it from lovely from Lidl for $9.99. Yeah. And on the other side, in the logo and the box that I pay huge money for to be part of the Interflora family, you can see it, and the flowers on the top look dreadful. They look like we just threw them into it. Now, I know they have to do flowers and they have to do their bits and pieces.
Just so when explained this, Brenda, because I'm looking at this.
Yeah.
I thought the Interflora was for sale in Lidl. It's not.
No.
Oh, God,
because it says Interflora 50 quid, Lidl 9.99, save 40. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's evil. Why aren't the florists up in arms over this? These are all Darren doesn't care.
I've been on to Interflora all this morning to see what we could do about it. I'm disgusted over it. I mean, it looks like we're not even doing a proper bouquet, that we just are throwing them into boxes.
They had last year.
I looked back at the logo; it looked much better. They looked like a decent bunch of flowers. This year, they don't. And they're 50 euros, which they're not. My 12 red roses are 65 euro. And I stand over them as well. They're good quality. You can go to a butcher's, as you were saying about meat, you could go to a butcher's and buy a cheap cut, if you want, and you can go and buy a piece of sirloin or a T-bone steak. That's what the florists are. We sell top quality, good stock. But the only other thing I have to say is we can't buy thousands and thousands a pound's worth of flowers and come at a real cheap price or even to sell them at cost, because what they're pushing then is the box of chocolates, the bottle of wine, maybe throw in a couple of meals, a bit of chicken into it. Do you know what I mean? They're getting in the door and you will come out with a load of flour, with a load of goods. So things like that, yes.
And what, Kay, or Brenda, what about Coralie's point about COVID?
Well, COVID, we were only open 3 months the whole of 2020.
But where is, have you got an organisation? Have Irish Florists, Independent Florists, got a representative group?
We have a group, Irish Florists, at Florists Online, but we only just talk among ourselves. We don't actually...
Well, that's brilliant.
You know, we can say, look, we're at the getting a bit of value here. Would we be able to put we get them off this guy, or this guy is selling 10 more than we're paying for 5 or something. Do you know, we work between ourselves. I know we've had some fantastic girls set it up.
I know that, but I'm just saying, the point that Coralie rang us in about it was COVID. How come all the supermarkets are practically giving away flowers this weekend?
They're giving them away, first of all, Joe. All the factories are closed this year.
Where have all the flowers gone?
They're not getting them. Don't forget that all the offices are closed. All the factories are closed. So they know that everyone is going to be going into the supermarkets. We're not allowed to have a customer in. You know, I can't open my door and bring yourself in if you come down for 12 red roses. I either have to deliver them to you or tell you to sit out in the car and I run out with them. You know, I'm not supposed to do that, but we have to do it.
Can you deliver outside 5K?
No, not really. We are doing it. No, I'm not going to lie to you. We are doing
it. Okay, Darren, are you delivering outside 5K?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we haven't been stopped once.
Have to pay our rents, Joe.
I know.
But, you know,
but Brenda,
Brenda,
your fillet steak argument does not stand, and I tell you why. If I buy a fillet steak in a supermarket, and there's lots of very good butchers in supermarkets.
Oh yeah,
that is a fillet steak. It's not a lump of mince wrapped up.
Hang on.
And okay. Then I go across to my butcher's and I buy a fillet steak. Oh, you're saying I know your point is of it's not sirloin, it's not rump, but it is fillet steak. It is the same from the same part
grades.
Of the animal. No, it's
yeah,
from the same part.
Would you pay? Well,
would
Joe,
you pay? Would you pay 21 times as much 50 yards away in a butcher's than you would in a supermarket for any product?
No, I wouldn't. But I would. There is quality. There's different grades in meat as well. There's grades in flowers. If you come in here and look at our 12 roses. And you put an interflora bunch on the floor, our own bunch on the floor, and a super value, or the other ones, the idle. I can guarantee you that they take
that.
You bigger.
I know,
you know
that, Brenda.
Yourself.
And I shouldn't be, but I am on your side. But
I know you are.
Small business, a family business, trying to make a living.
We are struggling.
But Joe, two days was the most that the flowers were blocked off here in the supermarkets here. 2 days. And after that, then they were all opened up again during the 3 lockdowns. Just 2 days. So that was very unfair.
Sorry, Joe,
do you realise too, what really is annoying is the supermarkets are cleaning up. They have taken, they're putting books into the store. They had David Williams books in the store.
I know, only they won't be putting in Irish, sorry, maybe they will.
The big names.
Leo should have looked at this and Leo should have said, this is not on.
Brenda, my argument about fillet steak and that's the same, and roses people think are the same is backed up by none other than Shakespeare. What did he say? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Yeah. Okay, well, we take a restaurant, right? Okay. You go to a restaurant, you get your nice piece of steak. You'll pay 30, 40 euros for that bit of dinner, right?
Yeah.
That piece of meat was probably bought for a tenner.
I know, yeah, or even half the price of supermarkets.
We're paying rates, we're paying rent.
Then why are you all so acquiescent? Will you just wake up and smell the flowers that you're not selling? Darren, you said, and you're brutally honest. You say you're not bothered to buy the supermarkets.
Absolutely not, Joe.
No, I'm not either.
No,
but it is annoying me when they're attacking into Flora and our flowers.
Yeah.
You know that we have less flowers and cheaper looking flowers, and they can give them for a tenner. I can guarantee you the wrap and the bow and the box is a tenner here.
And then the other thing as well, Brenda, Kay, Darren, Adrian, I'll come to Adrian now in a sec. The other thing as well, at the same time, and the supermarkets are doing all this, the supermarkets, I think every one of them have launched all these ads about how socially responsible they are, how they're giving money to charity, how they're setting up community funds and all this carry on. But it's at the expense of the small independent specialist retailer like a florist. Someone pointed out, it's your money. It's your money that the supermarkets are giving away and to getting the credit for. Adrienne will be with us after this short break. 51551, my chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
We're in the middle of the War of the Roses here. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet, but you may have to pay 21 times more for a rose in an independent florist than you do in one of the supermarkets who are coming down with flowers leading up to Valentine's Day. And that's why the florists are calling us. One, they feel it's really unfair that they were whacked. They were cut during COVID. They all had to close and now it's deliveries. And why the supermarkets have increased their flower offering, it looks like, especially around Valentine's Day, and the price difference is just exponential. Adrienne, your point, please, Adrienne.
Hell, you God, I wouldn't mind an old fillet steak to see him for me. My husband gets me flowers maybe every 3 weeks, and he gets them in either Lidl's or Aldi's.
Yeah.
And the odd time that I have got a few, but I get a bouquet from a sick or blah, blah, blah anniversary, I found they didn't last as long. And the supermarket gives you the little sachet, and I know the florist does as well. And once a week, I just cut the stems a little bit and change the water. And they're grand, whereas just the bouquets, the max probably would be a week I'd get out of them.
So you're saying the supermarket flowers, in your experience, last longer?
They do. And it's probably, as that one of the ladies was saying there, like they can send their flowers back. The supermarkets can, for credit. So they have abundance. They have a load of fresh flowers in, all the time.
Yeah, but you're...
So I do feel sorry for the florist as well. This Valentine thing, I do feel sorry for them.
Well, there's no love lost between the florist and the supermarkets.
I know, Joe, but I mean, the florist really, on the other hand, people are not going to funerals anymore. So
that's
they're not
true.
Bringing,
no weddings, not going, weddings.
Yeah, weddings.
Yeah.
So really,
good point,
Adrienne.
Good point.
Just my point is...
And the florists have been extraordinarily quiet, but the independent florists, I can't believe why they're so quiet if they've been discriminated against so badly.
Yeah, and listen, I know that fella, Darren. Hiya, Darren.
He's gone. Darren
has Jackie's florist up in the square, and if I'm going to a funeral around my dogs, get me flowers out.
Adrian. Okay, thanks, Adrian.
Thanks for bringing me by.
Nicola.
Hi, Joe.
The War of the Roses, are you for the supermarkets or for the florists?
I would be for both now, fairness, Joe, but I was just explaining there, I was up in Tesco the other day, and I wanted to get a bunch of flowers for a friend of mine that's sick. And I sent actually in a picture to you, and they're actually fabulous. And we're reduced to half price, €5. But I mean, wow. I don't know whether you can see the picture yourself or not, but I don't think you'd actually get it for €5 in a florist.
No, you wouldn't. They admit that.
Yeah, they were. And even when I was checking out, the girl said to me, oh my God, they're fabulous. Because normally they're kind of like a bit gone off at that stage when they are selling them off. But they were just like new now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so How much do you reckon you would have paid Nicola for that €5 bunch in a florist?
I would imagine probably 25 or 30 euro now.
Okay, okay.
Like the original price would have been 10.
Okay,
so now. So we're reduced to 550.
Okay. Do you feel guilty? It's a question. It's not an accusation. I don't think you should, but see, this is. Do you feel guilty?
Not really, no, to be okay, honest, just because I think of my purse at the end of the day.
But when you hear the florist to a man and a woman saying this is discrimination against us, we can't open, the supermarkets are coming down with flowers, we can't buy in bulk. You know what I mean?
I can definitely understand.
And they can't advertise in colour
from.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I can definitely understand where they're coming from, because you see it sort of like across the board in every section, really. I mean, like the other day I was in a shopping centre and there was a bookstore open, but they had like, I know it's nothing to do with flowers, but they had like all their cards and everything cordoned off. And I said, like, you know, can you not sell books anymore? And she said, no. And then the following week I went up and the whole shop was closed. No, the whole shop was closed. But the point is, across the way from them is like a kind of a, like a pound shop, but it's not actually a pound. It's not called
but
a pound shop.
How are, if the supermarkets are selling books, which they now are, they sell a very, very narrow range, an extraordinarily narrow range.
Yeah, they can like, yeah.
How are the independent bookshops, which are a joy, any bookshop, Easons, Watersons, whatever, Hodges Figgis, Dubray, whatever, and then all the independent ones, how can any of them compete?
This is the thing.
The supermarkets are taking over the world. They're taking over
Absolutely.
Ireland anyway.
Yeah, because like, I don't know whether I should name the supermarket, but there was another shop in this particular centre that had to close because the supermarket complained that they were stocking stuff that they have.
Yeah, I think that was food, wasn't it?
Toiletries and stuff
But that was a deal. That was a deal. I'm not arguing in favour, but my reading, if it's the same one we're talking about, but that was a deal. That was an agreement in the complex that only one would be selling flowers. Anyway, Nicola, mind yourself and happy Valentine's Day. I'll have to say that to everyone now.
I think that's the only flowers I get, Joe. It's the one I buy myself.
Okay, flower. Anne Fleming, Anne.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Why haven't the flowers kicked up?
Well, firstly, can I just say something? You can't compare like with like. Like, we are a professional body of trained people. We offer a bespoke service. You can call us up, you could request whatever bouquet you want, colours that you want, the design that you want, and we 99% of the time fulfil that order for you. It's like comparing us with a suit that you buy in Dunn stores and going into a tailor who will make a suit for you. There is no comparison. Secondly, the cost of the product to us is far more than it would be to Lidl and Aldi. They are buying huge commodity of flowers and we cannot compete with them with regard to price. We can't and we won't. Hmm. And I totally agree with Darren and Brenda, that, you know, we have never competed with the supermarket. In my family business, we've never competed with the supermarkets and we won't. We stand by our product.
Those points you're making. However, you know, are you putting your head in the sand?
I'm with Retail Excellence, and we've asked them to highlight this with Leah Varane. Haven't. They know what's going on.
How is any independent florist going to survive? That's my point.
This weekend,
one you can't open. Except for deliveries. One you can't open. So in terms of just the impulse buy, that's gone.
Yeah, completely so.
Cannot compete with somebody when you're charging up to 20, could be more on some products, up to 21 times as much for a rose as a rose by any other name.
I understand where you're coming from at the price point. However, it is not the same.
Oh, I know it's not the same. But it's not 20. It's not 21 times better.
So traditionally, florists have not competed with the supermarkets when it comes to the peak times of the year. We haven't, and we've survived it. because people do appreciate it.
But my point is, and this my point is, and this was Coralie's point when she contacted us first. How okay? You take you maneuver every year, and you see what you can where you can hit, and you don't bring out all your guns for Valentine's Day now because the supermarkets have brought out the Chinese Red Army, so to speak. No one can take them on. So you walk around the other times of the year. But the difference this year is that the government have decided that the independent florists has to shut their doors, and they've decided that the supermarkets can sell flowers. So good luck.
Yeah, but you're right.
And you're all saying that's fine.
We're not saying it's fine.
You are. You're saying you're not bothered.
I am bothered about it, and it really gets my goat up. It really does. But like, despite us emailing and trying to sort this out, we're not getting anywhere. No one is listening to us. Like, Leo Radker is not listening to the small independent florists out there with what's happening. Like, he stopped people buying non-essential items in Dunn's stores and all the suits. Mm. You know, he has not done this with the florist industry. You know, I think it's one area that they've completely forgotten about.
Yeah, but you can't make generalizations, but my understanding is there's a lot of non-essential items for sale in supermarkets.
And supermarkets,
which is their business, supermarkets have decided in this pandemic they are going, and they are going big on everything, and they're going to get it into people's heads.
Like,
we sell flowers, we sell teddy bears.
This is where we've been failed by even our local politicians in our areas who have failed to see this and to realise what's happening. You know, we have had the hardest year. We have tried to get, you know, most of us probably got our rates reduced. I still had to pay rent, despite the fact I was 4 months out of my shop last year.
Yeah,
I still had to pay rent. So, you know, we are probably, retailers have been forgotten. And I think I'm delighted that this has been highlighted this weekend, in particular, because it might, I think, make people realise how difficult it is for us at the moment. And we are trying our best.
But that doesn't, you know, people,
I know what you're saying. Like, there's no point in us trying to fight with Lidl and Aldi, Tesco, because we're not going to win. You know, even when they have bought a year in advance, they buy it because they're buying, like, think about Lidl and Aldi. They're not just Irish, they're European. So it's a huge market for them, and they are buying thousands, if not millions of euros worth of flowers.
Okay.
So we can't compete with that. Furthermore, they go on a sale or return basis. So if they don't sell,
those
them, they
points
return,
were made earlier. Colm, your point, please, Colm. Anne and or Shane Petrie from Hollywood Flowers in Wicklow might be able to answer this question before I go to Shane. Go ahead, Colm, your question, please.
Hi, Joe. Hi, everybody. My question is just, I'm just wondering why there isn't a fragrance anymore on the roses. I buy quite a bit. Quite a few flowers, notice roses don't have any fragrance.
And is that between supermarkets and florists, or
both? Yeah, both.
Both, okay.
Well, the roses that we're selling this Valentine's Day are called Red Naomi, and they do have a fragrance. The reason that most roses wouldn't have a fragrance is down to mass production. But the roses that we are selling this year, Naomi roses, are probably one of the best in the market. They do have a fragrance.
Okay, Shane Petrie and Hollywood Flowers. Do you want to take that question first, Shane, and then make your point, your general point, please?
Well, the question was answered by the lady there. It's down to mass production and the type of rose you buy.
Yeah, but our caller says the fragrance doesn't exist in florist roses either.
As the lady said, it
is definitely mass production, but there are certain...
It is down to what...
brands of quality.
And the Naomi Red Rose, the Naomi Red Rose is mass produced.
It is, but it's one.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the more higher end roses. They're kind of produced differently.
Well, it would want to be if it's 22. If it's it want to be higher end if it's 21 times the price.
These roses are grown, and we've met with the growers, and when you see the whole operation, you'll realise. There is no comparison in what we sell and what the supermarkets sell. And our red and white Naomi roses have a scent.
Okay, Colm, is there scent off any other flowers you buy, if you buy other flowers?
Sometimes I think freesia is the only one that I've bought there was a scent, but none of the others would usually have it. And I've gone around a few stores trying to find some roses that would have it, but most of them didn't have it.
Have a scent. Stock would have a scent. Orchids have a scent.
Shane Petrie, Shane, your point, please. Why are independent florists letting themselves be trampled on by the supermarket?
Well, Joe, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about competition is competition, and that will always be there, and that is how capitalism works. And
well, there's unfair competition.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, there's a
competition. No, but there is a competition authority for a reason. To weed out unfair competition.
What's unfair? Okay, the unfair competition thing is, at this point in time in the pandemic, florists have been deemed non-essential.
Yeah.
So as a result, they have to close their doors, and as you quite rightly said, the impulse buy is gone. And the whole Dunstores and Aldi and Lidl, they're using a loophole where flowers are classed as a grocery. So that's how they're selling.
Oh, are they? Okay, well, explain that to me.
Right. Well, I mean, we were having a chat with one of the managers in Dunstores there last week, voicing our issue, and he said, well, we're shut these things down, it's classed as a grocery, and that's why we're allowed to sell it, right? But if florists are classed as non-essential, right, because, and the bigger scheme of things, they're not classed as a grocery, therefore they're not allowed to open, and it's not about matching price. People can spend their money where they want to spend their money, and always have done and always will.
And even when money is tight like now.
Even when money is tight like now, right? And it's not about competing, as the previous caller said there. It's not about competing against it. It's about having the same rules for everybody. A level playing field. Like both of us, me and my partner, are both self-employed. We're both closed down at the moment. We are getting a great payment, it's certainly helping, of between the two of us, €550. Or €500. We're down money because my partner's only trading 2 years. Yeah. The click and collect was 90% of her business because people would stop by and pick up a set of flowers.
Yeah.
You can't do that now. Well, and I think it's wholly unfair on a moral side as well. Florists have had to close down because they're deemed non-essential, and the large retailers are allowed to use this loophole.
And so flowers are classed as a grocery, that they're edible.
Well, some flowers are edible, yes. Like the nasturtiums and herb flowers and stuff like that, right? Now, it's not, look, I don't know.
Yeah, but people don't buy a bunch of roses to put them in a batch loaf, Shane.
No, Jesus, no. I wouldn't do that either. I mean, we've sent emails to the local TD and the Retail Excellence Body, and they've passed them on to the relevant people. You know, but it's fierce unfair because we're prepared to close down and do our bit in the pandemic because that's what we're supposed to do.
Okay.
And my partner could, no problem, sit there in her shop, the door closed, and sell her flowers. But if she got caught, we have to pay the fine. And, you know,
you'd be vilified in your community as well if you're caught. Anyone caught breaking the guidelines at the minute, no matter how, there's no minor or major. If you're caught breaking the guidelines, you're caught breaking
the guidelines.
If flowers were declassified as non-grocery, would that mean they'd be subject to tax?
Now, that I don't know. Now, unfortunately,
There's no VAT on food, as you know.
Well, then there's no VAT on flowers here, flowers here.
Oh, there's an idea. Don't hope Pascal isn't
listening. There is VAT on flowers here, but not all of them. But I mean, as I said, it is purely down to an unlevel playing field, you know, and the independent florists and other businesses and other, like the bookshops and stuff like this.
I know.
We're being, you know, and it is totally unfair. I mean, and the government, they knew this the last lockdown in February, and they said they would deal with this, and they never did. You know,
there's nothing nicer than rambling into a flower shop either. in terms of the fragrance.
Well, and again, look, it is a luxury item, you know. Yeah, and I know.
And that's what what you've been serving. But I can't see how many of you will survive. I know we're going into a completely different world, but I think it's unfair if one of the things that the supermarkets kill is the independent florist or the independent bookmaker or the independent music show. Shane, how much are you pulling in a week? Would you want to tell me before?
Before this, she was doing about 2 or 3 grand a week on a good week.
Good week,
right?
Okay.
Now it was like obviously different times of the year, different seasons, different amount comes in. Again, now she is only 2 years open, or was only 2 years open. You know, and we're very lucky where we are that we have. You know, we've a good landlord. They have their rent while we're closed, and you know, I mean, we're nowhere near big like. We wouldn't have a customer base like we would have up in Dublin, you know, but the people who she has a very, very loyal customer base that she's built up very, very well. And those people come back and are doing what they're allowing us to deliver to them. And, you know, I mean, and the flowers, fortunately now, this close to Valentine's, are a lot more expensive to buy. We buy through an auction, not through... Okay.
And Shane,
are you
affected by COVID?
Massively affected by COVID.
And then are you
Absolutely.
Affected? So that's one storm coming at you. What about
my partner has? My partner's had no form of income up until this last week.
Ah, God.
I don't have any income either by the pub payment.
And Shane, so what about Brexit?
Brexit, they're dealing with that very well. They've made another route through. They're coming direct through France or around through Zeebrugge and stuff like that. So they're not going through England anymore. So that part hasn't necessarily affected.
And can you answer the question I'm asking everyone? Why have I know there's more important things in life and etc. etc. But why have the independent florists, or indeed the independent booksellers for that matter, why have they been so silent?
Well, but the thing is, I don't think it's necessarily silent. I mean, it's just the fact that the people who are supposed to be listening don't listen. I mean, independent retailers have been fighting their corner for years and years.
The question here could also be why not? But why are we allowing supermarkets go into books? Certain books, by the way, flowers, certain flowers at certain times of the year, go into music, go into toys, and all the independent shops, which are the rich tapestry of our lives in terms of the communities we live in, they're being hammered. And why are they all being so silent?
But, I mean, I suppose, Joe, look, I mean, competition is competition. And when you try and restrict that, you're really playing with fire. You know, if people want to buy a quality product, they will go and buy it. You know, if you restrict people's choice, I think that's rather unfair. I mean, you know, you get what you pay for, Joe. You know, it's the same in my business, landscaping. If somebody wants to go with a cheaper quote that I will never beat, they can go with them. But the quality they get will not be the same.
All the flowers are saying we're bespoke. Our flowers are more fragrant. Our flowers are bigger or whatever. I think looking at the products that are on offer in all the supermarkets, that isn't evident to people. And the eye is what buys, especially for flowers, and the nose, I presume. I want to take a quick break. 51551, watch out.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RT.ie. Hilary,
hi,
your overall point, please, about this war, price difference.
I think there's a lot of people on the COVID payment of 350 or less now.
Over
at the moment.
A million, yeah.
And I think that if they can get the flowers a little cheaper elsewhere, for the times that are in it, at the end of the day, it's the thought that counts. Be the flowers, be the €3 or €30 or €300, it's the thought that counts at the end of the day. And people have to be realistic in these times. If you can get something cheaper, you're going to get it.
Okay. Stay there, Hilary, because Kerry is of Bridget Ballot Flowers in Dungarvan. Kerry, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
How are you doing? What do you think of Hilary's point? We're tough times.
And tough times. I have a small flower shop in a small town in Dungarvan. Cara Lee, who you were speaking to, has the shop across the, well, over in Abbeyside, a little bit away from me.
Okay.
I think she touched on a few different things there. I think florists always get a bad rep as being rip-off merchants somewhat, that we seem to be raking in the money. And there is a lot of discrepancies there, so it would be great to make the public aware of why our pricing is at a certain price point versus supermarkets. I don't know if there's a few things that you're maybe not be aware of. I don't know if I can add to it, but supermarkets like Lidl, Aldi, Tesco's, they are able to sell flowers a lot of the time at cost as an add-on product. An add-on product is something that brings people in, but they may buy other products when they're in there. Also, for supermarkets, their minimum order is absolutely phenomenal.
So all those points have been made, Kerry, but how are you going to survive?
I don't know, just trying to be individual, not,
But you're individually closed at the minute, except you can't do click and collect.
Well, I've only just reopened since last Monday and I'm doing delivery-only service.
Delivery, but that's what I mean.
I think what I find frustrating is, you know, in Holland are also trying to recoup their costs because they've had major losses since last year. All of the product was cut and dumped at the start of the pandemic. Mm. Holland are now trying to recoup their costs by selling on product at ridiculous prices. It's absolutely criminal, the pricing coming in on our invoices this week. A lot of us will feel very frustrated at the end of Valentine's Day because we'll have worked our little bottoms off in the freezing cold until 3, 4 in the morning. And also supermarkets sell thousands of other products to pay their rates, their commercial rates.
Yeah,
and
but
rent.
You pay rates as well.
Yes, but we're reliant on just flowers.
Yeah, that's
they
what I mean.
Thousands. So, you know, people are saying, what's the difference? The thought counts. You know, you just go into the supermarket. It's not the same quality product. If you are buying your Valentine's bouquet from a supermarket this week, it will be made a week in advance.
This is not the argument. The argument is that just because it's cheaper doesn't mean it's inferior. And this, just because it's 5%, just because it's 5% the price of what you're paying in flowers doesn't mean it's 5% of the quality.
I think that's why I think you're
somebody is pulling the wool over your eyes if you think that's the case. You're being trampled on.
You cannot compare the quality from the supermarket to the quality from a flower shop.
You can. Why can't you? Just because you say you can't doesn't mean you can't.
Because of the grades of flowers, we would never dream of buying in.
Is your red rose 21 times better than the red rose in the supermarket? I'm not trying to catch you out.
I am buying 80 centimetre Portanova red Naomi roses that are velvety in texture and have a scent that is like a traditional garden rose. You will not find that in Aldi, Lidl or Tesco's. You are not having those roses hand-conditioned by a florist 2 days before Valentine's Day and then made into your bouquet.
I wish you all well. I really do.
But if you are buying your bouquet from a supermarket, it is going to be made a week in advance. It is going to be wrapped a week in advance. Those flowers are going to be invited to the
Hang on, Kerry, you're making all these allegations about supermarkets, as your other flowers are as well.
This is true, though, Joe. I
can't prove or disprove it. Neither can you.
But you hardly think that the amount of demand for little Aldi that they're making them all fresh the night before, do you?
There's only certain dates. Friday, most of these products that they're advertising are only on sale this coming Friday. That's all I'm trying to help here.
Do you think that they're going to make them in Holland and get them over there? They're going to make all the bouquets for all the supermarkets on Thursday fresh and get them over from Holland for Friday morning?
I'm saying, I don't know what way to do it, but I'm saying to you, if you think people are buying flowers on the basis of all those calibrations you've put in about up to all hours, I think you're wrong. And I think the tragedy is that, it's not a tragedy in the world, it's a tragedy for families like yourselves. The tragedy is that independent florists, unless you all step up, fight up and fight back, you're going to be extinct. Patricia is in Switzerland. Patricia, this argument, your own view, Patricia. Thanks.
Yes, hello, Joe. Yeah. Yes, my argument is very simple. I think that the florists can differentiate themselves from all the supermarkets, all the Aldi's, Lidl's of this world, if they up their game and make beautiful arrangements, artistic arrangements. The arrangements that they do, I think, are too similar, they're too mediocre. They need to up their game to really show that they're different to the supermarkets. And then they can charge more. But, like, I live abroad, like, the quality of the arrangements in Ireland, it's terrible. They're so old-fashioned. Living back in the 70s, 80s, like big sort of flat bouquets and stuff, it's terrible compared to what we get here.
And have you got Aldi and Lidl in Sweden? You have. Well, they're in Germany.
Yes, we have. Yeah. We have Aldi, we have Lidl. I live on the borders of Germany and France.
And do Aldi and Lidl there, do they sell flowers, you know, Patricia?
They do. They do. And I buy them myself, even when I just want to jazz up the house a bit. But if I really would like to get a nice gift or bouquet from someone, I wouldn't. I'd prefer to get it from the
florist. And how often, this is the key, Patricia, how often would you buy flowers?
I buy flowers every week.
You see, that's what the florists in Ireland should be going for.
Yeah.
That's what they should be. That's the only way they're going to survive.
Yeah. And people I buy flowers for myself at the florist as well. Because I love them. It's a kind of quality of life. And I don't mind to spend a bit more when it's something special. When the bouquet, the arrangement is something beautiful. Yeah.
And would that be, insofar as you can, would that be part of the culture of Switzerland that you buy flowers regularly?
Yes.
I think it is in France,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Not a tradition here.
Yes, but
they are beautiful. They are beautiful. Yes. Stay with us. Joe at RT.ie. Yes.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
The divorce of the roses is still raging. It's basically the argument that supermarkets, especially this week, you've seen the ads, are giving away flowers. They're selling, and florists are trying to compete. Supermarkets are allowed open, as you know, for essential. And florists are closed. They can do deliveries, but they are closed. This is their two biggest occasions of the year, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. They're going to get whacked. But a lot of florists are saying we will survive. Sharon is heaven sent flowers in Portmarnock. Sharon, you're heaven sent. What do you believe? Give us your opinion, please.
Well, Joe, just listen to the argument there. I just think that the majority of florists, they have a passion for flowers and plants. Most of the florists are community based in towns and villages all over Ireland. And I just think that they serve the community, you know, through the year, whether by doing wedding flowers or funeral flowers. I know that hasn't happened this year, or last year, I should say. But, you know, they are passionate about what they do. It's a hard job, as previous speakers have said. They're working long hours, it's cold. But, like, you know, we all know, like, you know, the supermarkets, these are loss leaders for them. You know, they don't have the same, they can't provide that service. And I think the majority of them, of florists, they love their work so much, and they know that they're sending out joy to people because it's been proven that flowers and plants are very good for, you know, your mental health. They're good to have in the house.
But what about Patricia's point, who phoned in, still on the line from Switzerland, that she's saying in Switzerland buying flowers is a weekly occasion. In Ireland, it's a much more uncommon occasion, and maybe that's what the florists should be working for, to try and
I agree with that, Joe.
My overriding question is, if you survive this onslaught, and the supermarkets are their onslaught is not just at flowers, they're at booksellers, they're at music, they're at electronic
alcohol,
goods or whatever, alcohol, whatever. And how are you going to survive this onslaught?
Well, I suppose the
there's
only
no weddings.
Way
Most funerals now are so small, there's no flowers.
Exactly, no flowers, no weddings. And I suppose, like, the fact that, like, the likes of sort of off-licenses, they have a very strong association, the Vintners Association. They were allowed to stay open right through the pandemic. And, like, you know, flowers are much more, I would, you know, from my point of view, better for your health than
Yeah, but remember, that's beyond argument. But one of the reasons why the off licences stay open is because if you sell a bottle of whiskey for £25, 17 of that goes to Pascal Donoghue. If you buy a bottle of wine for £6, €5, if not more, more than €5 goes to Pascal Donoghue. If I sell a bunch of red roses in Crafty Fox in North Strand or Clontarf Florist or whatever, you might give a few cent to the taxpayer. The taxman might get a few cent. That's one of the reasons why the off licence are kept open.
And by the way,
will not be closed.
That is true. But I do agree with you and your last caller there about buying flowers on a weekly basis. Like we're probably behind in that. If flowers could promote, get a better kind of an association or a gathering, that they could actually promote flowers.
Is there an Irish Independent Florists Association? IIFA?
Not that I know of, no. No. No.
Sweet FA. It seems to be that's the wrong use of the word. But Linda Jones, stay there, Sharon. Sharon's in Heaven Send Florists in Portmarnock, available for deliveries. Linda Jones, Linda.
Yeah, hi, Joe. I just think you're being very unfair to all the florists around the country.
I thought I was up as a candidate for the first president of the IIFA, the way I'm defending them, Linda. I'm sorry, I am.
Unnecessary, I don't think they're unnecessary.
You must be listening to the same program, Linda. I think they're being unnecessarily quiescent in their opposition to supermarkets that are open and they're closed, supermarkets that are giving away flowers and they have to sell them the small margin to what they buy them. I'm sorry, Linda, wrong program you're listening to.
Well, I was just saying, Joe, florists are a very
unless what's coming out of my mouth
society.
Is totally different what's in my brain.
Well, it sounded like you were saying, why would you go to a florist and it was a rhetorical question. Yeah, well,
flowers
have a very vital role and they are still providing flowers for funerals, whether there's a small number of people there or not, and for anniversaries and birthdays and people that are unwell. And they are a vital part of our society.
But they will be gone if they don't stand up. They will be gone if they don't stand up and stand together. I'm sorry, Linda, they will. You will not defeat the onward march of the supermarkets in Ireland. Look at the amount of ads they have at the minute. Look, and including RTE, by the way, they're really, really big players.
Everybody gets behind their local flower shop, Joe, and they do order locally, and they appreciate the quality they get and the service they get, and there'll always be a place for a good flower shop.
A 51551, wash your hands. Thanks, Linda. I'll come back to you soon.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I know Tommy Claffey's been holding on for hours, but Tommy, a quick point, please. Tommy sells flowers up outside Parmesan Sandwich. Quick point, please, Tommy.
Joe, just to go on what the other florists were saying regarding quality, it's true. The supermarket quality do not compare any way, shape, or form with what you'll get off me or a florist. On the gate florist Facebook page last week, I put up a picture of in my local supermarket of flowers that was on sale. Now if they look at the picture, you'll see how badly decomposed these are. So if any manager in
before the supermarkets arrive, do you think florists put up their prices around Valentine's Day?
No. Well, in the sense that they
are less people. You're outside the cemetery. Are less people buying flowers?
Yeah, 100%. But we're going back to what florists do. The price of the flowers on the wholesale market, Joe, has gone crazy. I won't walk at the stall on this Sunday because the price of the flowers are dearer than what I sell. Actually dearer than what I sell. I sold chrysanthemums yesterday on the stall for €5. Now, the weight of each chrysanthemum was 90 gram. In a supermarket, each stem is probably around 55 to 60 gram, but the customer sees price.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Wake up. You all want to wake up and smell the flowers industry. Pat is on his mobile. Pat, good afternoon.
That's me, George.
Pat, yeah, please, yeah.
Yeah,
No, I just wanted to say that I never buy my flowers anywhere, only in Lidl or Aldi, okay. And they last for at least a month.
Stop.
And I've actually got expensive bouquets delivered by my daughters who live one down the country, one in the States, and they've only lasted a couple of days. I've had to throw them out, so yeah. I won't be going anywhere else for mine, I'm afraid, only...
There's no way that flowers last a month.
She's telling me you're the same as some of the other flowers saying...
They do last a month.
That's people's experience.
No, they don't. It's impossible a flower to last a month.
Well, you can come around to my house any time and see a bunch of flowers I have in my front room.
Well, you can't disagree with someone's experience, Tommy. Isabel Sutton, I want to get you in because there is a Flower Farmers Association of Ireland. Is there, Isabel?
There is indeed. We set it up about 4 years ago, Joe.
Well, you grow flowers.
I grow flowers. I have a flower farm in Shannon, County Cork.
Oh, beautiful. What type of flowers do you grow?
I grow everything, Joe, but I don't grow roses in February because they come from Africa. But I grow all sorts of flowers. We have 65 members all around the country growing fabulous Irish flowers.
Yeah, what do you grow? You're telling me what you don't grow. What do you grow?
Okay, at the moment I'm growing daffodils, tulips, ranunculus, irises. I will have Sweet William, I'll have Snapdragon.
Are they all under glass, so to speak?
No. We grow them outside.
Oh, okay.
Outside.
And do you supply to the big supermarkets?
No, we don't. We don't. We supply to smaller shops.
Okay, do the big supermarkets ever come near you and say... Because they all advertise now, this is the list of Irish suppliers.
No,
do they ever
don't.
Come near
we,
you?
No, we haven't really... dealt with supermarkets because we wouldn't be able to supply
the huge
quantity that they would need.
And what do you think of this argument?
Well, I think the flower farmers are going to be working. We had our AGM yesterday and we're going to be working with florists all around the country to ensure that people can get access to fully grown Irish flowers because...
Is there a label available saying Irish flowers?
Yes, absolutely.
If
people go to the Flower Farmers of Ireland website, they will be able to find a flower farmer or numerous flower farmers in their county
What do you think of this incredible anomaly that's shot up? One, that supermarkets are still open and are selling flowers by the bucket load, by the vase load. A vase wouldn't be big enough. They're selling flowers in some ranges at 5% of the cost that they're being sold in florists.
I think it's disgraceful. What's
the long term? And by the way, on the other hand, flowers are closed except for delivery. What is the long term effect of that going to be, Isabel? That's my argument.
I think it's going to put a lot of strain on florists. And we want to work with Irish florists. Now, I know most Irish florists get their flowers in from Holland, which is the central distribution place for the world. And we would love to work with florists in Ireland, and we intend to do that. I think it's grossly unfair on Irish florists because I agree with the florists who phoned in and said that the quality of the flowers is superior. I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that it is far superior. And I've been in the business now for 5 years.
Yeah, but a lot of the customers don't think that. You know, you get what you pay for. No, hang on. Cheaper doesn't mean inferior, necessarily.
Well,
it doesn't.
I'm in the business, Joe. I'm in the business. I think that you can get some lovely flowers in Lidl and Aldi. You can get lovely daffodils and tulips. Yeah. Some of them are Irish grown, actually. Certainly, in
I know
West
that,
Cork,
but I'm saying
Irish grown
the rose of my independent flowers is not 21 times better than the red rose
in the
supermarket.
No, it's not. It isn't, Joe. But the flowers are
21 times
through
the
price.
Nose
for these flowers.
I know,
they're paying a huge amount of money themselves for those flowers. And their markup isn't huge. But what I'm saying is, people should try buying Irish-grown flowers.
If they could just get that into their head. But as you say, you can't supply them to supermarkets because you don't have the quantity, the volume.
No,
or whatever.
But we're supplying them all over the place.
Who was the other caller? Is Anne there? Who was there saying they've Lidl and Aldi flowers? And they have them, they've lasted. And that's I'm not here to advertise for any big supermarket. They advertise on RTE, let's be clear about that. But I'm not being influenced by that. I never have. In fairness, I've never been pressurised in here either. When we give out about the Lotto or Paddy Power or whatever, we're never told to stop complaining about them because they're big advertisers in RTE. And either, I'm presuming, we'd be told to stop giving out or making those points about Aldi, Lidl, Tesco, Dunnes because they're massive advertisers, Super Value. And that's one of the strengths of this place. Anne and Sandyford, Anne.
Hi, how are you, Joe?
Your quick point, Michelle Flower.
The quick point is, I agree with you that the florists should all band together and try and maybe buy them cheaper, but you cannot beat Aldi or Lidl's. I'm looking at beautiful 10 roses I got for a gift a week last Thursday, our Lidl's, and they're still beautiful. They're on the table in my kitchen. Absolutely lovely. You know, it's just that's all you want is value.
Okay, and you're saying the independent florist should stand up and smell the roses.
Exactly, that's okay, it. And
I
try
agree.
And come together and buy them a bit cheaper. Then you go, and I agree with the lady who was ringing in from near Germany.
Switzerland.
Look at the windows, or Switzerland, yeah. Sorry, Joe. It's very seldom you'd see, wow, look at that bouquet. Yeah. They're all kind. I'm not saying the flowers are not beautiful.
Try and get people to buy, when things are back to normal, get people to buy more flowers. Well, and we'll have more flowers. Okay,
put themselves together and brought down the prices a bit, they'd do much better.
Okay, Cara Hearn, Sound, Maid Munis, the BCO, and Ed Egan, produce Ray Darcy next.